is an apostolic team. When I think about basketball, I think about football, and I think about a team. And before you come out, you know, you gotta know who is who, you know, the introduction. So before we get started, I'm not, let's do a little introduction so people can know who is who. But you know, it's not like you're not wrong with you if you want to say, well, I don't know, you know, just kind of shout. I want you to stand up and acknowledge who you are. Let them know who you are. Because one thing about it, when it comes to evangelism, it shouldn't be kind of like laid back. All right? You know, you got to be in the middle of the road, you got to be laid back at times, but you got to have some spunk with you. Oh, yeah, you got to have that too. Okay? But let's just do this here. Let's start off. Before we get ready to get started, we got to give it up for the founder of the Word of Life Christian Center, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., which is today is his birthday. Boy, I'll tell you what, it is not enough. A much blessed day for the start off this training session on his birthday. Alright? You know, in basketball, there are five players that make up a starting lineup. I would like to introduce the members of the Word of Life Christian Center Evangelism Team. Brother Larry Esther. Brother Ronald Gofro. Brother Harold Passon. Brother Craig Stevens. And myself, Brother Lawrence LeDuc. That's all I need to do, man. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, let's get into the lesson. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for our apostle. We thank you for the founder of the Word of Life Christian Center. We thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have given, the call, the assignment that you have given as pertaining to the vision, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that our assignment is to help him to fulfill the vision that you have given him. We thank you for his leadership, his dedication, Lord. Holy Spirit, we give to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, yesterday morning, I had a conversation. I talked to Apostle. And a short conversation. I walked through him and asked him, I wanted to speak to him. And the conversation I had with it was very, very, very encouraging. Okay? I mean, when I walked away from it, it was just like I was walking on fire. Alright? But he made a couple statements, but I wrote these two statements here down. You might want to write these statements down, Evangelism is like the backside of the desert. But most people want to start at the front side first. Okay? Evangelism is like the backside of the desert. Just like Moses. Moses was on the backside of the desert. Alright? You think about David tending to the sheep. Okay? Alright? And guess what? One thing about it, whenever God got assigned for you, no matter where you go, that's why it's always it's so important for you to be in position, to be where God put you, because guess what? That's where he's going to come get you. He's going to come get you where he's at. Okay? All right? I'm going to make this statement again. Evangelism is like the backside of the desert. Most people want to start at the front side. Okay? First. All right? Another statement you can he said many other things, but all right. He also said that the anointing of evangelism has to be caught. All right. the anointing for evangelism has to be caught. Okay? It has to be caught. That meaning that, that's just like a lot of times, that's why he encouraged us with the online. He said, even though they got online, but he wants the members to be there. It's not like being there. It's like you all, you know, if you could be here, it's not like being here. Okay? All right? Let me make that statement again. The anointing of evangelism has to be caught. Okay? Let's look at our books. Let me start off with the vision of the Word of Life Christian Center. This whole function of the team is about the vision of the ministry. All right? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. All right, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. All right, Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Acts 6 and 7. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and the great company of the priests were what? Obedient to what? Faith. All right, Acts 6 and 7. All right, changing the life of what? People. That's underlined. Changing life, because this without this with evangelism and ministry is all about. It's about people. Alright? So as we come in contact with people, with the Word of God, the anointing of God, being led by the Spirit of God, it'll cause their life to change. Alright? Changing the life of people with the Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So it's going to be the word that will cause their life to change. All right? All right? Now, this one fit us, and this assignment that we are, is to go out to accomplish and, all right? Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. All right? We are covenant winners. All right? We are covenant winners. All right. Let's look at lesson one. Lesson one. We're going to look at the purpose. We're going to look at the purpose and the goal. The purpose. The purpose is to help. Notice that I'm underlining the service to help. To help. Fulfill the vision of the Word of Life Christian Center by evangelizing. All right? To help. When you think about that word, help, Brother Larry taught that in school, the ministry of help. And we got to look at, ourselves as the ministry of help. All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about first apostles. Second prophet, then it talks about help, and then it also talks about enriching as we go out and minister people about miracles. Because guess what? As we minister people in the anointing of apostolic and evangelism, we'll see miracles happen. Okay? Signs and wonders and miracles. That's what happened in the book of Acts. Okay? Alright. Alright. To help fulfill the vision of the Word of Life Christian Center by evangelizing the world. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. All right? Now look what Jesus said prior to him leaving. All right? Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses." Underline that word witness. Now look at the definition of witness. Now, witness is more, not more definitely, but this one of them. Witness is one who has personal knowledge of something. Alright? Witness is one who has personal knowledge of something. Okay? He said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses." Notice he say, "Unto me, both in Jerusalem Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Okay? All right. And that's the purpose. Let's look at the goal. The goal is getting the membership involved in evangelism. Getting the members involved in evangelism. All right? But when it comes to us five, about getting members involved in evangelism, we gotta first get ourselves involved. See, we gotta start doing, because whether we realize it or not, the members are watching. Okay? Because they know that first day when Apostle had called us up and laid hands on it and sent us out, they've been watching, they've been looking, one of the members walked between y'all, and he said, y'all still doing that? So that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. So my point here, it's not about them watching us in a way that we are be concerned about. No. They are watching to see what kind of results of what God will do through us, because they know one thing about it. They know that we've been sent out by apostles. And the first God and then apostles, they know that. Now they want to see what we're doing. Okay? Before, see, the main thing that I want to do here is not us trying to school them out. It's what we need to do. That's why we have the strength. Y'all want to always keep them on them at all times. New strength. New birth. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, and by being healed. We're gonna look at one of those verses in Mark. We're gonna talk about the believer. Then we're gonna talk about they get filled with the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues, and then we're gonna talk about what's gonna happen by healing. Okay? Also too, this will need to keep on this too. Alright? Also at all times. Okay? Alright. Alright, the goal is the membership involved in evangelism, creating an avenue, an environment of bringing the lost souls to Christ. Now we know in Luke 19 or 10, Jesus said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Okay? Alright. Now look at this thing about the goal. Inviting them to a place of worship. That's what they call. Echo that call. Echo that call. That's echo that call. Inviting them to a place of tea. What tea? Here's the mindset and the mentality that we should have. See, when a person starts, when they get ready to start a church that they say that God has called them to start, they're gonna have a zeal. To go out and do something, because why? It's because of them. But when it comes to somebody else, people have a tendency to lay back. You know what I'm saying? Because why? It ain't me. But it's not all about you. See, that's why the scripture says, if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man, who shall give you that which is your own? See, a lot of times people want their own thing and do their own thing, but at the same time, what are you doing in someone else's? See, oh Lord, now close to Jesus. See, that's why the Bible says, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. The reason why is few people, because why? A lot of people don't want to go out and deal with, they don't want to, in essence, be involved with people. Yeah. That's what it is. Because evangelism is really being involved with people. Because if you think it ain't being involved with people, you're going to run up on somebody and tell you, they're going to all make you feel, I don't feel like being involved with you. So when they talk like that or handle you like that, you can't get your feelings hurt. Well, I ain't saying that now because somebody told me I don't want to hear that. Whether they want to hear it or not, just as he ought to go through the next person. Just as he okay. I was coming from the last week, and a truck flew out of the in front of me, and A gentleman was cutting the grass and he almost, he got overheated. So he was on a ride, and so he almost looked like he was about to fall out. So the truck driver got out of his truck to go see what was going on with the man, because I was behind him. So when he got back, when he got back in his truck, and I put my window down. So he came to my and he said that telling me about what happened to the man, but the man was alright. Then I was crumpled, my wife was here. See, a lot of times we think that God, somebody gotta knock us beside our head to say something to somebody. See, it's a no, it's a crump. So all of a sudden I asked him that man, I said, you born again? Now, when I asked him about being born again, he said, oh, I'm not religious. Now, when I mentioned about being born again, the first thing he did was try to put up a wall on me. He was, he was a little nasty. You want to get a little nasty? I'm going to let you know why he was a little nasty. And I seen he was getting a little nasty. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, when you die, where do you want to go? You won't go to heaven, you won't go to hell. Because sometimes you got to get a little rough with people like that. Okay? A car, see, what they about? Sometimes we'll witness to somebody. And it might seem like, oh, they just get born again, and boy, that's something easy, you know? And then all of a sudden now, here, just think about when you're fishing. Sometimes a little fish catch, but some of them, you got to wrestle with. Everybody's trying to break the line, and they almost look like you almost got a whale on it. So you might have a wrestle. So sometimes when you're witnessing to me, look like you might have a wrestle with it. Remember what you call wrestling with the angel? Okay, so sometimes it seems like you might have a wrestle. I'm not sure about physical wrestling, but I'm saying that they might get a little ugly. So that fish might look like they get a little ugly, they don't want them to catch it. So sometimes people don't want to get caught, so they're going to see you like they're going to try to act ugly with you. Okay? So, he really told me. Then he said, he don't even believe that's a God. Now the scripture said that's a fool that saying in his heart they have no God. The Bible also said, even the devil knows and hits him. So he said to him, you don't even believe that's a God. So what you think I mean? But that don't mean I wouldn't say that to him. So sometimes you witness to people and they give you a bad look or a bad attitude, that don't mean the Spirit of God will lead you. God will, through His mercy and grace, just give them an opportunity to accept it. But as many as receive them, to them gave the power to become the sons of God. So God is giving them an opportunity to receive Jesus. Now guess what? It's up to them to accept. It's up to them to accept. See? So go on to the next verse. That's all you do. Okay? All right. Evangelists and those who evangelize. Evangelists and those who evangelize. All right? If you are not called to be an evangelist, can you evangelize? That's a good question, Paul. Because see, a lot of times, when Jesus said, in Mark chapter 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. See, a lot of times people will think the thing. Well, he's just talking about really at Ephesians chapter 4, the 5-4 ministry of the altar, which is the evangelist of the minister here for 5-4. They think he's talking about him. See, but we're gonna see in Mark chapter 16 that he said about these signs of following that belief. Alright? So this question will give an answer to the believer to let them know, just because you're not in the 5-4 ministry, you can't evangelize. Okay? All right. Jesus gave the Great Commission to more, and it is like that, to more than the 5-4 ministry. Okay? In Mark chapter 16, that's the day, Mark chapter 16. But there's something I want to point out in that verse. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Look at verse 15. And he said unto them, go. Everybody go. I don't mind going. Go, 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 go. Go. Ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. See? Who believe not? You know that 12th gospel or what he don't believe? Okay, and these signs shall follow them. There it is right there. Follow them that believe. So right there, I let you know, believe or can't be baptized. Believe. That's all you got to do. He ain't said anything. He ain't said the apostle, the prophet, the teacher. He didn't say that. He said, believe in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's why it's there. See, also with this evangelism assignment, it's not just the most. No, well, it's been ready. Backslide. Let me talk about that. Sunday came. This Sunday came. I was sitting down. Church service going. I was sitting down. Did I get you sitting there, brother? Oh, great. And the usher came and tapped me on my shoulder. So as he tapped me on my shoulder, I looked around. He said, they need you. So I said, okay. So I'm walking down the aisle as I'm going. So as I'm walking down the aisle, I'm looking down the aisle, and as we're going out to the church, apostles behind the pulpit. Church started. Apostles closed the pulpit. All that pulpit. All of a sudden, as I'm walking, they had one of the church members, she got sick. All right? So as she got sick, we got a couple of the ushers, we kind of escorted out, trying to get her to the restroom. She's throwing up. Okay? So as she was throwing, as she's getting out, she's throwing up. When you see, I'm not going to see. A lot of times, when I'm going there, see, we look at, oh, boy, that's something. But how many in here, or me, or whoever, never threw up? Because if you come out there, I know you might grow up with, you know. Now, this lesson ain't about me growing up. But I'm going somewhere. I'm going to let you know about the Bible. We talked about it. Okay? So she grew up. So, I had my suit on and everything, had my coat on and everything. So you know how they come got me. They come got me, they beat me up. Okay? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, no, somebody got to beat me up. Okay? All right? So guess what? Just like I just said, somebody got to clean it up. Somebody got to go out there and witness to the drug addict. Somebody got to witness to the prostitute. Somebody got to witness to the pimp. Somebody got to witness to the backslider. Because why? The Bible talks about in 2 Peter. Guess what? It's just like a person lapping their own vomit. The backslider is all those niggas lapping their own vomit. So, oh Lord, how much? So, guess what? I couldn't let pride get in the way, so I'm not going to keep them no throw up. Because, guess what? As evangelism team, we can't let no pride get in the way and say, I'm not going to go out there and minister a crackhead. Or a backslider who won't crack now. Because, why? It might seem that that's fine. What I did, I died in this coat. Because, why? It's not about the suit now. It's about changing the lives of people with the word of God. Because why? I've been equipped to evangelize the world. See, a lot of times what we do is we're quote scripture, like Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because God has anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor. But what you going to do with that anointing?
some spirits. Why are you thinking in the book of Acts when Jesus prior to the meeting in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 when he said, when he talked about Samaria and telling about where to go prior to the meeting? And then look at it in Acts chapter 2. Look what happened. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was full of them, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly the day came a sound from heaven as a rushing out of the wind. What happened? What did it say? It seemed like fire. So guess what happened? The fire got it all fired up for the going that way. So that's what happened to happen to us. We got to be fired up, don't we? What more fire should be fired up? Chapter 1, he said, you're going to receive fire of the Holy Ghost. Why it seems like I'm so high on fire up in the back right now? Because why? I've been praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what we got to do. We got to build ourselves up. See, what my pastor said. See, what we're doing is when we come to Sunday service, our job is to get out of the field with our pastor teaching and go out and dump. Now watch this here. When she come back to us and sit down, and when I came back, I told her, I said, how did you feel? She said, oh, and she said, I'm so sorry that you had to keep it up. But you know what though? See, one thing about me, just like I said, people are watching what you do. But at the same time, what you think of us would have thought? Here God then called us to be evangelized. Now let me see if you're going to clean that door or not. Let me see if you're going to clean that vomit. Let me see what you're going to do now. But at the same time, what happened? When it comes to doing something, it seems like somebody want to do it. It's not because nobody's anointed to do it. It's that pride. That's all it is. It's pride. Because why? There's a lot of things we'll do when nobody not around. But guess what? When people are around, now all of a sudden, now, I don't want them to see what I'm doing. That's why when I started the lesson off, when the apostle said, evangelism is like the backside of the devil. Because why? Most people won't stand up here. They won't stand up here and say, look at the dude. But they'll realize Sunday was Saturday, when somebody threw up, the dude was sitting on the floor. Look at David. Here, David, on the backside. Here, all of a sudden, his chest forgot all the sons, all the ones, and everything. He ain't never missed it. And then all of a sudden, Samuel said, you got another son? Oh, yeah, I want him to be sheep. Father brought all the ones that look at all ruin and all this stuff, brought him out there. God said, no, not now. That's why the scripture says, God, man, they got the outer appearance, but God, they got the heart. God look on what's on the inside. See, God knows what's going on the inside. You can get around and try to fool man. You can get around and try to fool people, but you can't fool God. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns whichever way he will. See, a lot of times, Colossians talk about that. See, a lot of times we do something and try to please men or please somebody or please Abraham. When a man ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So one thing about it, in order when it comes to evangelism, in order for God to flow through you with the anointing of God and the power of God, you're going to have to be broken. You can't tell me that all the hands of God is not, it hasn't been broken. You can tell. When I talk to him, just as humble. But the reason why it seems like he's rough and tough is not because he won't, it's because the Spirit of God and he spent time with God. It's not what you do before people, it's what you do before you get before the people. God uses different people, different gifts. All right? But guess what?
Think about Kool-Aid. Think about Kool-Aid. It's different flavors. You got grape, you got orange, you got strawberry, you got all different flavors, but guess what? It's all different flavors. It tastes different, but it's still Kool-Aid. It's still Kool-Aid, but it's got a different flavor. Because guess what? When it comes to you all teachers, guess what? Brother Larry got a different flavor from me. Brother Patterson got a different flavor from me. Brother Ronald got a different flavor. Brother Craig got a different flavor. But guess what? We all still are evangelism different. It's just a different flavor. It's just taste different. Somebody might like to make a tea better than tea, but then I teach. Some people don't like grape or Kool-Aid. You know, it's probably. Well, I don't like to get brother Luke to see that you're mad. You see how he's thinking. Oh, yeah. And you took the last strawberry Kool-Aid. That's all. Because we can follow in that book, we'll see that guess what? Along with those gifts, it comes grace with. And God gave it. He gave it for the body of Christ. Why? See, he took the body of Christ if you want. He evangelized the world. Alright? Okay. Look at the stealing of evangelism and those who evangelize. And he said, let me tell you, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let me tell you that verse. Alright, look at verse 18. And they shall take a servant, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick. Is there a sick among you? Then call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. So that's what I was assigned at that time. We might be called to go pray for somebody. And guess what? When it comes to evangelism, and guess what? We are all on 24-hour call. Oh, Lord, See, a lot of times we can be so busy when it comes to what we want to do and what we're doing. But guess what? At the same time, when it comes to the things of God, guess what? You can be on 24-hour call. The reason why sometimes God don't give people certain signs to do anything, because I tell you what, if nobody gets committed to God, God will bless you. But why shouldn't we come out evangelism and we going out and guess what? And teach the people to go out and what we doing? At first I start off what we doing. I said that never mentioned I see right here. See, that's the reason why. It seemed like an assignment. But at the same time, God will tell you to do something, and he'll see whether you're going to do it, and whether you're going to pay, and you're going to front what was told for you to do. You remember I said, when it comes to God promoting, you're going to come crazy after that? Guess what? When somebody give you a tender by doing something, guess what? God will see if you're going to do it, because guess what? You're going to stay right there. That's the reason why. When it comes to evangelism, that's the reason why when we had the training, it ain't all about when a person gets saved and somebody takes it in. Ain't about no competition. No, it ain't about that. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. The Bible also talks about in Luke chapter 15, the Bible says, go to your friend and they'll rejoice all that. The Bible says that's rejoicing now over one sinner that repented. More than 99 just persons that need no repentance. He would say the angels would rejoice. Every time somebody can say, the angels would rejoice. So guess what? If the angels can rejoice, well, why a brother or sister in Christ can't rejoice for somebody? Why you won't get mad? The reason why you get mad is because you don't want to do it. David's brother got mad with him. The reason why he got mad with him because they couldn't have a go out. And then at the same time, God anointed David in the midst of
Pride. You think it's pride. You think Jonah's brother was hating on him. The reason why he was hating on him, because why? He was wearing that coat. And then at the same time, the hand of God was on him. Because why? Jonah was telling him what God was going to do. That don't mean God hating on everybody. Oh yeah, God hating on me. He hates. But guess what? It's a part of what you're doing. It's going to be more than you will open your mouth. You can't tell me that people don't recognize how God hating on God is going on our house. You can't tell me that. But it is, a lot of times people won't go there. Because why? They don't want to change. So when it is, you're going to find fault. Oh, yeah. What the dude trying to tell you? Well, I ain't going, I didn't text you, God. Well, don't text you, go talk to God about God. I ain't told you to go out there with you to remember me, God told you. If you have not been faithful, that which is another man, who said you that which is God? How can you say you love God, who you have not seen, and you see the God? How you going to tell God, God, I'll do everything you want me to do, and somebody in the earth give you an assignment, and you don't want to do it? That's how God tells you. That's how you see God praying you promoted. For why? For seven or fifth stone. For promotion coming neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. For God is your chosen. That's why you ain't got to be nobody's thing when it comes to promotion. You ain't got to be on your job kissing behind your boss for no promotion. No, you get before God. Oh, you got me through all of you. Look at this statement here. Many confuse the office of evangelist for someone who evangelizes. Alright? The office of evangelist is one of the fivefold ministries. Minister to the church, ministry in Ephesians 4. Put that off. Ephesians 4 is not a Bible, because in the book is called, and that's not what we're going to look at all. We're going to start in verse 2. Ephesians chapter 4. Look at verse 8. See, one thing about it, whether we realize it or not, I thank God that God laid on the cross for me to do what I'm doing. He was all for me. Because he could have been someone else. See, a lot of times when God gives you an assignment, we think, you know, waited boo-boo years to be promoted. Now God has promoted you. Now you want to act a donkey now. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm just saying that was my work. That's all I'm doing. See? Because a lot of times, God, when God promotes you, he ain't going to hear you promote you overnight. You know? Look at Joseph interpreting the dream, and then he told him that the vision, he told him that the teller was going to tell, and then the name is not even forgotten. Then all of a sudden, a couple of years later, the reason why it went down then. Said, oh Lord, I'm looking. See, a lot of times you're looking for God to promote it. And God said, no, it's not time. And then a lot of times when people try to do lies, you try to promote yourself. And when you try to promote yourself, it's like Brother Hayden said, it's just like washing your foot with socks or with your socks on now. See? Because it ain't gonna work. Because guess what? Because when man promotes you, he can demote you. But when God promotes you, when God promotes you, that's what you want. That's what you want. That's what you want, yeah. Because why? That's where promotion comes from. See, God is a judge. Not man. God is a judge. But God will use a man. But guess what? God is a judge. Apostles going all around the world, teaching money come. Guess what? God put in there. That's why they can't stop it. And they ain't gonna stop it. Because why? They can't stop God. Because guess what? When you go out, when it's in the book of Acts, guess what? The religious people gonna try to stop it. I remember working in the school system. Started out working in the school system, and a brother by the name of Anthony Johnson, sometimes on but that's why when I first started the school system, I was born with him. And God sent me to that school to get born for Anthony Johnson. Anthony Johnson was the head custodian, and I was the general. I worked up under Anthony for 10 years. But guess what? Anthony was 5 out of 5. But when I got saved, I started working as a Catholic guard. So guess what? When I got the interview, the principal, she was Catholic, so she hired me and said, oh, you Catholic, so I'm hiring you because I'm Catholic. Well, she didn't realize that Catholic guard was going to be born again and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And when that happened, that Catholic guard became Catholic again. So really, it was just like the book of Acts. Jesus was getting born again, Maggie Lynn was getting saved, or we set up that business in Shamrock, and the kid in heaven, John and I, come out there, the people of Maggie Lynn was getting born again. You feel me? Some of the teachers were coming down and coming to the church. So one day, the principal called me in the office. She told me, at one time she was a nun. She said, you're going to have to tone it down. You have to tone it down. But the reason why she told me to tone it down, because she was living with a woman. And what was happening was, because the teachers, let your light so shine before men that they could see. So guess what? When light comes, darkness starts trembling. So where the hell? Light starts coming shining on the camera. That's why God got you on that job to shine that light. But it's going to let it be bright. See, one thing about it, when it comes to light, you got to be like Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. See, Rudolph was different than the other reindeer. His nose was shining. They laughed at you. See, a lot of times, when you're doing things for God, people will laugh at you. They'll persecute you. That's how they are. That which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So they're persecuted. They'll laugh at you. They're relative. They'll laugh at you. They're calling the Holy Ghost. They're calling the Holy Ghost. But what it is the enemy trying to use the persecution to stop you from doing what God called you to do. And you shall receive 100-fold with persecution. See, we don't like the persecution, but we want the 100-fold. But that's the part that's going to come along with it. So she told me she called me in the office, so that I know what it was. So I didn't disrespect or nothing like that. I respect what I was doing. I respect that. But I'm saying, it wasn't gonna put my fire. I know what it was. I didn't know right really then because what I'm sharing with you all, when you start doing things for God like this here, the enemy gonna try to shut you up. Because if you think he's not, Acts chapter 2, when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, Acts chapter 3, when that lame man got up, and Acts chapter 4, persecution started. They won't lock you up now. They're coming after you now. So that's what I'm talking about. See, when I was teaching cell group, two different locations. One home I was staying in, the man next door, he had an apartment. The people was coming and parking and lining the driveway and parking all in this way. He went to call the policeman. He called the policeman. I'm up here teaching the cell group just like I'm standing up here teaching. I'm looking at him coming through my blind. The policeman come knock on the door. I told Kathy Thompson's brother, was my sister. I told her, I seen that police. I said, go ahead. I ain't never stopped teaching. I said, I'll go to everyone. Willie and the policeman told Willie that the parking was illegal. So he said, move their car. So Willie just come back in there and just got their keys. I'm still teaching and started moving their car. When I got home the next day, that policeman called my house. And he said, I went to school with your brother. He said, my brother and sister, he said, I don't even know how you got my number. He said, but what you need to do here, tell the people to park a straight way, because if I come back out here again, I'm going to have to tow their car.
He said, I know you got Bible study. And I said, but they park illegal. So what I did was I had my son, as the people coming, and the park right. Then I had another location. See, I'm just talking about the confrontation. Okay? Oh, that come along with this too. Okay? Teaching another cell group. All right? Here we teaching. God, if you don't believe me, you ask Vincent Johnson. Vincent was my assistant in that group, teaching the cell group. All of a sudden, here as I'm teaching, we got through, we laughing and joking and talking. You know how it is when you know, and all that. Here all of a sudden, a sheriff pull up. Now, this ain't the same name. He pulls up. He said, oh, I got a call because somebody said that you all were selling drugs. What happened is one of them drug dealers called him to try to get us out of there. They didn't want that word in there. Oh, yeah. And I told him, I looked at we saw that, and I said, we just had about, the police would look at the some of the mill of the cell, leaving with their Bible. He said, y'all have a nice day. What somebody might say, oh, what you doing? You sitting up there bragging? No, I'm telling you, when you get God's assignment, the enemy going to come against you. Yeah. But you can't let him stop you. That's what we're talking about. He's going to try to shut you up. I remember when the apostle first taught teaching on money coming, you could sense all that mess coming to the end. Come on, y'all know it. Not right now, what happened now? Everybody, you walking in about, oh yeah, money coming. Yeah, money coming. It wasn't money coming back then. It was more resistant. So guess what? When you first start evangelizing, guess what? It might be a heavy resistance. You might feel it, but just keep on going, because as you keep going, it's going to settle down. The enemy's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop you. If you don't think he's trying to stop, well, why Paul and why they got locked up and put in jail? See, this evangelism team is apostolic. We're talking about the book of Acts. So what happened in the book of Acts? The same thing will be happening in this team. Because why? It's apostolic. Because why? Our apostle is apostolic. And by us sitting at his feet, hearing the word, the anointing, remember he said the anointing got to be caught. Guess what? While we sitting up under the feet, hearing the word come from him, the anointing on him is being caught. We receive it as it's been caught. Because why are we sitting here? We ain't on the internet. Y'all, all y'all faithful. All us faithful. You know that. Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be on the evangelism team. And guess what? It ain't about what you think you could do anyway. Because guess what? They got some people just as more qualified than me. Any one of y'all could do this. God chose it. God did it. You got any questions? Go ask God why he did it. Go ask God why he did it. Ask him. And guess what? He ain't going to tell you why, because it ain't none of your business. And you keep talking about it, you ain't going to be doing it. See, that's why people don't like things orchestrated when they come to God. Because why? God, whoever listen to God, guess what? They ain't going to play with you. Apostle ain't going to play with you. He'll jack you up. Oh, I done got jacked up. When some of y'all might be looking, I done got jacked up. Whom the Lord loved, he chastised. The reason why he chastised is because he loved you. You might not like it, but he loved you. He going to get you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you going to get it. You going to get it. And I'm quiet. I'm laid back. I don't say much. But he sure got me, and I sure need it, too. Because why? If he probably wouldn't have did it, I wouldn't be standing up here now. The Bible said, God, it's the potter, and you the clay. And that's what the Lord will do. He'll use the man of God to shape you and mold you into what God wants you to be. See, a lot of times, them guys, when they come to training, what they want to do is they'll miss camp tomorrow. Oh, I'm training on my own. That ain't going to work training on your own. No, you need to be in camp. That's why when we have these meetings, be here if you could be here. I know we got jobs. I know we busy. I know all this. I know that. But I tell you what, if we was just as more busy for the Lord, boy, I tell you what, God will have a lot of things to come. But that's why the Bible says many are called and few are chosen. Because why? When it comes to the things of God, it's going to be few people that God going to be able to use. That's why when, oh Lord, have you want me to say, I'm going to say it too. That's why a lot of times when they come to prayer meet, that's why they have so many women. Doggone men, but it's at a football game, them drive church. I don't care, I'm going to say it. And God will use a woman. God will use anybody that's going to yield to him. But what it is, we think, oh, I don't need to go. Apostle ain't going to be here. It ain't about apostle being here. God here. Where you at? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Where you are? Can't go by how you feel. And, oh, let me say that too. At the same time, go back to the I cleaned it up. Later on in the evening, we went to the prison ministry. Went to the prison ministry. We wanted a powerful meeting. I've been in the prison ministry 25 years. Thank God for Brother Greg Calhoun. Awesome things that happened in the prison ministry. For Sunday, they had four guys that got out of prison with that church. When I talked to Apostle yesterday morning, and I said, Apostle, I said, you know, Greg Calhoun been doing that since God gave him a sight, but he's on the backside of the desert. Y'all don't even know what's going on. Four of them guys in prison was at the service. One of them, I went to go talk to him, pulled him to the side. He enrolled in to go to school. They got two of them. I teach the new member class. You know about the new member class. They got two of them in the new member class right now, in the new member class. Two of them. If the teacher don't watch, he'll be there before the teacher. 10, 15 minutes, he in there sitting down there. One of them that somebody enrolled in the school. See, prison, that's evangelism too. Yeah. That's evangelism. You, Brother Harold, no? Man, they got, Lord, I'm going to say this too. Guess what? I believe there's going to be more than five of us. Then the word of God increase and the number of disciples multiply. So guess what? This thing supposed to increase if we do what we're supposed to be doing. Right. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to grow. God is a multiplying God. It's going to grow. Somebody might say, oh, boy, you're too cocky. Well, what you want me to say? It ain't going to grow. What you want a head coach to say? Oh, you hired me. And guess what? We're going to lose all our game. Say that. But talk to Nick Saban, though. Nick Saban ain't going to. Nick Saban going to coach like he's going to win every game. But Belichick going to coach like. You see who I'm calling now? See, oh Lord, have mercy. See, a lot of time those coaches get fired because a lot of time those players, a lot of time they coach. What happened here? A lot of them coaches don't put no fire behind them doggone players, and the players call them to lose their job. But Belichick ain't gonna lose his job for you, and Nick Saban ain't either. Parcells, they ain't either. Because why? They tough. They ain't gonna put up with that fooling with you. A Parcells ain't gonna put up that fooling with you. You heard what he said on Tuesday? He ain't gonna put up there with you. I'm just saying, that's how you get all with other people. You can't let people do what they want to do. Some of you all, you work on the job, you a boss. You gonna let the man do it? Oh, I see where you're going, Holy Ghost. Another school I went to go work at. Oh, I got 5 minutes. I got to get this one here. And I'm getting ready to close. Just finish reading the rest. I'm going zigzagging. Going with a Holy Ghost lead. Because you know why? The Lord is ministering to us. Okay, and I was working at one of the schools, and they had two of them I was working with. One school I was working at, after I left one, the Lord promoted me. I was over one person. And soon I went to that job there. He got his, he's smoking a cigarette, looking at me. He see I'm coming on, going to interview, looking around the school. He up there. Then later on he told me, oh, I could have got this job. I ain't want it. So I already knew I said, I'm going to have some problem with him. I said, I'm going to have some problem with him. Know what he's telling me? He's telling me I know more than what you know. Well, if you knew more than what you know, why is she calling you from another school? Why should he hire you? Know what it is? He's going to try to have his way with me. I pick him up right there. And you know what? I had some problem with him. But you know what, though? I look a fall, and I told him, because I know God sent me there. I said, if anybody going the way, he going to go. I ain't going nowhere, God dog. One thing about it, when it comes to life, guess what? Whether you're over somebody, whether whatever, you don't run, let them run you off. Okay, come on, I'm going somewhere. So what happened is, see, one thing about it, when you come to do something, you're going to do something, you're going to make some changes. That's what they want. Because things probably wouldn't weigh anyone. So I just, see, one thing about it, I lead by example. So when I got there, I started working and working along with him, doing stuff and all that. He's sitting back there. He's looking. So all of a sudden, he's seeing what my motive was. One day, we was back by the cafeteria, and he told me, he said, man, brother, now he called me Brother Ledoux now. He said, boy, this camera sure look good. He said, the other guy, man, that guy wouldn't do. See, now he won't talk about the other guy now. But he ain't have his way, though. Now, let's get to another. I left that. And guess what? When I left that, the principal, I prayed, well, she got born again. The principal. All right? Let's go to the other job. I went to the other job. This job here, prior to me coming here. So now I was over one, man. Now I'm over two now. I'm over two. See how God do you? Now I'm over two. Because if I can handle that one, I ain't going to handle the other two because the other two was more rougher. Oh, yeah. So, see, anywhere in life, there's going to be a go-live. It's going to seem like a go-live. But just let God do it. God going to knock it down. God going to take care. So here go two up. One of them lazy, half clean in the room. The other one, he don't want you to tell him that. See, all this ministry, you're going to be dealing with stuff like that. He don't want you to tell him that. All right? So, on my birthday, I just got hired there on my birthday. To like today, Apostle's birthday. On my birthday, here the principal called me in the office and told me, say, Mr. Dunn is half cleaning his room. The teachers are complaining. Talk to him and tell him to clean the room better. Take his time. I went and called him to the side. I'm talking to him like that. That rascal slapped at me and cussed at me. Look, boy, you know how Paul said, how you do what somebody do? Before I know, but he had a little limp, but it looked like I was coming behind. I said, who are you cussing? So he probably thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, I done got my way. Let me hear you. I done got my way, oh, yeah. You know what I did? I ain't went to the principal. I went to the sister principal. Y'all know about the one that did the disciplinary. I went and I said, Mr. Williams, me and him went to school together. I said, Mr. Williams, said, look, I said, I ain't come here for these men to disrespect me. I said, I'm not putting up with these men to my cussing me or whatever. I tell them to do something. And I'm handling them right. And you think, he said, what he told me? I said, he cussed me. He said, he did what? I said, he said, tomorrow morning we're going to have a meeting with him. So he called him in there. He told him, say, he couldn't deny it. He know it. So after he told him, say, you do it again. He said, I'm going to write you up. You do it again. He said, you gone. So he rolled him up, gave him the pink slip. So after the principal walked out, he tore it up in front of me. He tore it up. Thank you, he hurt me. I said, you can tear it up all you want. He got the pink slip, but he's trying to hurt me. Like, oh, yeah, you tear it up. Tear it up all you want. All right? The other one. One of the best workers I ever had. Bad attitude, though. Bad, stinky attitude. Then I found out later on, my supervisor said, the reason why I called you to hire, he said, because you don't talk much. He said, but you can't stick. You don't play. One thing about it, I treat people right, but I'll tell you what, that's anybody. Because if Brother Larry, you over the usher? You ain't gonna let the muscle handle you all kind of way. You can, huh? How about you? Huh? How about you, Brother Rob? Brother Rob over Buku with you. You ain't gonna put up with nobody handling you. And you either, huh? Okay. All right, okay. Because if you did say it, you might well, okay. I know you were gonna say that. So, Lord, have oh, Lord, I gotta hurry up, fix something, or I gotta hurry up. So, he was coming in late. He was, so I had good worker. So I had to come, talk to him. So when I talked to him, he got mad tomorrow. I want to transfer. I'm going somewhere. I want to go somewhere. I got on the phone, called the supervisor. I said, look, I said, Mr. Dunn, he won't go somewhere. They called another school. Send him to another school. He went to that school, stayed there one day. He called the supervisor back. He wanted to come back to where we work with me now. The principal called me and all. I said, more people wouldn't want it back. I told the principal, I said, Mr. Bell wanted to come back. She said, it's up to you whether you want to let him back or not. She said, guess what she said? But it's up to me. I wouldn't want him back. I said, he could come on back. So guess what? He called that and he called back and he came back and he had no more problem with it. I'm from the close. Father, we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We'll just finish reading the rest of this lesson, and we'll pick it up from there. Let me make the statement here. I had texted you all when the pastor is out of town, he's going to be out of town next Thursday. And then it's going to be every other week he's going to be out of town. Every other week when he ain't in town, we're not going to have class. Okay? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you all, because I know y'all be working and y'all might not know our pastor itinerary. So I'm going to text y'all. That ain't even try to, like, y'all baby. It'll get away from you, you think. And I'll let y'all, I'm going to do it every week. And every other week. See, he's going to be out of town next week. Next Thursday, he's going to be out of town. We're not going to have it. All right? Then the following week after that, we're going to have it. All right? Then he's going to be out of town again. That's going to be all the way until Prosperity. It's going to be all over Thursday. We ain't going to have none. When he's out of town, we're not having it. Okay? And Sunday, we're not having. Anytime we have it in the meeting, we ain't going to have none of these meetings. Okay? Because this is it right here. All right? I appreciate you all. And next meeting that we have, Brother Harold, just pick up from wherever. You can pick up wherever you want to be. Okay? All right? Amen. That's it. If y'all need any tracks or whatever, y'all can get some of these.